I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for the latest following a recent controversial gathering of people along the Lake Superior shoreline at McCarty's Cove over the 4th of July. Here's an update with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Obviously, we learned a lesson from that weekend. It's not really a great excuse, but it's an excuse. I mean, we expected our problem to be fireworks. Every bit of information we had was that fireworks were going to be the biggest problem. We put out extra patrols, extra people to deal with fireworks. We obviously fell a little short on the beach situation. But since that time, staff is working on a plan to address a similar situation in the future. We try to stay away from closing our beaches because that punishes everybody. And we're looking at a more concentrated effort.
What can you really do? What can the police department do? What can the city do, especially as something like that unfolds, as opposed to maybe planning for it? Like, what can you really do?
Well, as it unfolds, I think, you know, we can be aggressive in enforcement of things like alcohol on the beach or minor in possession. You know, and then there's always that fear in the back of your head that if you do that, you become the aggressive police that's so prominent in the media today, and the next thing you know, you're on YouTube wrestling with somebody on the beach, and we want to try to avoid that as well. So, you know, we're trying to be in the future proactive with signage, with public service announcements, just basically telling people that if you're here, we're coming, and we'll enact or enforce the ordinances that we do have on the books already.
As you look back on it, covering the beach itself or patrolling the beach, what would you change with that if you could?
Well, you know, we would probably increase our overtime staff that we already had overtime people out, but we would increase that and focus concentration or larger patrols on the beaches. Or wherever larger crowds may gather, for that matter. You know, I hate to pick on the beaches, but the beach is the focus here. But, you know, we have other areas in the community where, you know, groups tend to gather at times and just try to get ahead of that. And keeping in mind that, you know, we're actually patrolling against COVID here.
Right.
We want people to have a good time. We want people to enjoy the community, the water, the beaches, but, you know, if it wasn't for the COVID situation,
that heightened it, obviously. Yes. I mean, people wouldn't be so aware of it. I mean, they would be aware of a large gathering. They would be aware of the possible, you know, garbage on the beaches, which we've heard in the last couple of years. But this changes it, which is an added challenge, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, you know, it does. And it makes it, I guess, more important to some people and more concerning to some people, because obviously we're talking about the potential spread of a disease. And, you know, we're with you on that. And as a city, I mean, as I mentioned just before we came on the air here, I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride for us. I mean, 1 week we're being encouraged to close things down. The next week things change. We're being encouraged to open things up. We've been trying to balance all of our services with what the community wants and protecting against the disease.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.